There she is. Yes, look, she's there. Through the crowd.
Lovely Jules.
Hi, Jules. Oh, there she is. Oh,
my God, really?
She just flashed you?
Oh, pretty much.
Right.
2 seconds. Literally, I haven't seen her for years. Yeah. She just goes, "Hiya, love." Whoop. Sam of the Womps.
So Juliet will be with us for the 8 o'clock sport bulletin.
Brilliant.
It'd be nice to hear her back in broadcasting, wouldn't it? It'd be nice.
She hasn't left broadcasting.
No, she hasn't. She's working till 2 a.m.
She raises chickens. That's what she does now.
She raises
chickens? Whatever.
She's busy at the Olympics.
With the chickens?
No, not with the chickens.
Anyway, look, Juliet will be here to read the sport news at 8 o'clock, and then Rita Ora's coming in just after 8.30, so it's a busy show. If you want to send us a text. Right, Juliet used to read our sport news when we started on this show a couple of years ago, and Juliet is back to read the sport and the 8 o'clock news with Dom for one day only, so stand by, you'll hear her next. Hey, Juliet is here. Hi, Juliet.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. She was doing the Stoke game last night.
Yeah. Oh.
What, for five live?
Yes.
For.
I was hoping at 2-0 at half-time that would be done the next 45 minutes, but it kind of went to extra time and almost penalties.
Oh.
So you got in at half-2, didn't you?
Got down here at half-2, yeah.
And who won?
Swindon.
Wow.
Upset.
Blimey.
The Brit wasn't happy.
Not happy. Anyway, Juliet is back, and she's going to read the sport news, just like she used to do in the old days.
It's weird, isn't it? In a good way.
Eagle-eyedly watched, if that's even a phrase, by Tina, who's sitting absolutely right behind Juliet.
Tina just said that she's going to tickle you from behind during that. Which sounded wrong, but we knew what you meant. She meant to put you off.
You ready?
Mm. I think so.
Are you excited?
Nervous.
Don't be nervous. Have we not hurt Tina? It's fine. Just throw it together.
Right. Uh-huh.
By the way, speaking of, I heard somebody at the weekend, I can't say who, because I don't know who it was, but on the news on Radio 1 talking about the footballer who's moved to Real Madrid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry about that,
like,
that's me.
I'm like, it's Madrid, for God's sake. Anyway, we'll chat with Juliet in a second after the news with Dom and the sport with Jules.
Listen, watch, share.
Speculation is growing about the future of England Test captain Andrew Strauss after the ECB announced a press conference at Lord's this afternoon. It comes after England lost number one status in the Test rankings a week ago and also dropped off the top spot in the one-day rankings after South Africa won the second one-day by 80 runs yesterday. Here's England's one-day captain, Alistair Cook.
It is disappointing. It's frustrating as a side when you don't play as well as you can, but we've got 3 more games to play and, you know, we're a good side.
A disappointing night for Fulham and Stoke in the League Cup. Martin Jol's side were beaten 1-0 by Sheffield Wednesday in the second round. The managers also confirmed the club have accepted an offer from Tottenham from Moussa Dembele. At the Brits, Stoke were beaten 4-3 after extra time by League One side Swindon. For all of last night's results, head online to the BBC Sport website. At the US Open tennis, Novak Djokovic hardly broke into a sweat in getting into the second round. The Serbian demolished Italian Paolo Ruenzi 6-1, 6-love, 6-1. Three-time champion Serena Williams also reached round two, while Joanna Konta became the third bit through after beating Hungary's Tamiel Babos 6-2, 7-5.
Yay!
It's 5 minutes past eight now.
The Chris Moyle Show. It's almost time for us to go.
Wow, what a treat that was.
BBC Radio 1.
Lee in Manchester has sent us a message saying, wow, Juliet has gone all posh. No more drunken ladette with a Union Jack bikini then.
Oh, no, I gave that away, actually.
I don't remember your Union Jack bikini.
I still got it.
You don't?
No.
Made an appearance in Athens 2004.
I don't
Beijing
remember that.
Beijing 2008.
Yeah, did it ever.
Yeah. Kind of went away.
Right.
In Weymouth this year.
Yeah.
It's like she was smuggling Right Said Fred through customs.
How have you been, Jules?
Busy.
Good.
So what are you doing now?
I'm doing everything. I'm kind of a bit multimedia in this media world that we live in.
Are you
bit
really?
Bit of radio, TV.
Wow. You what TV do you do?
Football Focus. Bit of that.
I don't watch that show.
Do you not watch it?
No, anything? Not since Ray Stubbs left. It's not the same.
You've always been bitter about that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Moving over to the dark side.
Yeah. I don't know what came first, Leeds United not being on it anymore or Ray Stubbs.
About the same time, actually. Yeah.
Same with Match of the Day. I don't even know who's on that show anymore now. You know.
Guaranteed Leeds aren't. Football League show.
Yeah, all right.
Who do you support again?
Port Vale.
Port Vale, there you are.
Glory Hunter.
Yeah.
Great result last night.
So she was in the starting lineup of the Chris Moyle show. She was handpicked by me to come in and read the sport. And I knew that I had the right woman for the job. Mm-hmm. It's all right, Tina. You can't be upset by this. You weren't born. and then we all met at the pub one day for a drink.
Yeah.
And we started to regret maybe getting Juliet. This was before we'd even done the first show.
Yeah.
Was this Christmas time?
Yeah.
When it started. It was like a meet and greet.
Yeah, kind of.
Was that not the same that was at your local pub at the time? Was that not the same time when that weird taxi driver turned up to take you home? Do you remember the guy?
No, take me home.
It's the kind of the opposite of that.
Yeah.
I walk into the pub, I'm a little bit early, and Jules is sitting in the bar with some old bloke. And I'm like, is that a fella?
No, it wasn't Dominic, was it?
Right. Oi.
How rude.
Is that Jules's fella? Good Lord.
Are you sure I was with a man?
Yeah, you were. So I walk in and you go, hey! And kind of hurl yourself at me. And I'm like, oh my God. What time is she? Did she start drinking? And then I'm like, hello? So this fella goes, oh, hello, are you a friend? I went, yeah. Anyway, turns out taxi driver man had picked Jules up and dropped her off to the pub. Thought she was a little bit squiffy.
Right.
She goes, I'm meeting people, it's fine. And walks into this pretty much empty pub. And he said to me, I didn't want to leave her on her own. I wasn't sure if she was meeting people. So I thought, but now I can see you're here and that's fine. I'll leave you to it. And I'm like, oh, that's very nice. And wasn't there also another incident of some kind of... Was it... What was your part? What's your party trick?
You do the splits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can still do them.
See, and then she did the splits when she was drunk, and I'm like, everything's going to be fine, lads.
Yeah, everything.
Everything is going to be fine.
We saw a bright future.
And then the Union Jack Bikini came out. We saw two bright futures.
Yeah. The splits featured heavily, actually, in your 9 months on the show, I remember. You did it a lot.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Mm. Made people smile.
Yes. Have you noticed, by the way, that Juliet can do the splits and Tina Dehealy can also do the splits? It's something I insist on.
Yeah. Yeah. We like our new sport people to be bendy.
How do you do the splits?
Oh. Well, you do the cereal box game, which is what? Which is...
I'm flexible.
Yeah.
I can't do the splits.
Right. Well, maybe we could have a challenge between the two of them.
A split off.
Yeah, well.
Or a box off.
I think we need to come up with a new title for it. Whatever it is.
We'll be here soon.
Well, she can join in.
As in the cereal box, Alan. That's what I meant.
Wow.
I don't drink as much anymore.
Do you not? No. Thank God for that.
Not 10 past 8 anyway.
Anyway, everything was going fine, and then Juliet came to me one day and goes, I've got to leave the show. And I'm like, what do you mean you got to leave the show? I just got to leave the show. And not only did she leave the show, she left London, she moved away. Mm. She went up north. And we were like, well, that's all right. You know, that's fine. If you want to leave the greatest radio show in the history of broadcasting, that's fine. So, that's fine. And then we got Carrie to replace her. And Carrie stayed for years. Couldn't get rid of her.
But the weird similarity is the first time we went out with Carrie, she ended up getting taken home.
Yeah.
Yes, she got drunk. She got drunk and was dancing on the bar and got taken home by Jocelyn.
It's something... Yeah. All the sport girls we've had on the show have all, let's be honest, slightly mental with drink problems. I mean, that's...
There is a theme.
Really? And I'll see you in court. Not a problem.
Yeah. By the way, he only said slightly mental.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we all do things a bit weird and regret them, but hey,
I've done loads
move
of that.
On.
Yeah. And what's your marital status now?
Oh, stop it.
No, I don't know.
No,
I don't.
You,
are you
always
single?
Ask me.
Are you single?
At the moment.
Right. All right, at the moment. Fine. It's early days.
Very non-defensive.
Which record company person is bringing me to? Does she have a driver? What's his name?
At the moment.
Well, I'm...
join the club, Jules.
Well, yeah, but you've been through two marriages. Yeah.
Oh! Okay.
Yeah. Lots changed.
But we all move on.
We do move on. Yeah. Not quite sure where, like, but we're moving somewhere.
I'm getting chickens.
But, yeah, everything going well?
Yeah.
You happy?
Yes.
Five Live looking
at the moment.
Oh dear. A little bit of freedom.
Yeah. George
let
Michael.
Me come down and play.
Yeah. Wow. And we just tweeted Juliet's Twitter, if you want to follow her, by the way. She's got two names on her Twitter account, so just don't ask.
Right.
It's like, I don't know what that's
my
about.
Name.
You've got two?
No, I haven't.
Your screen name's different to your at Twitter name.
Oh, yeah, because I couldn't have the name I wanted.
Right, okay.
Could you not?
Mm. No, so I had to underscore it.
Oh. Hate that.
And if I'd put my name together, it was too long.
Oh, right. Yeah,
so I had true. To put first name, middle name.
Ah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, do you use Twitter a lot?
Well, I kind of use it for a reporting kind of way.
Have you got your notifications switched off?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Oh, what a shame. That's rude. Your game, hasn't it?
If you want to see it, it's at Chris Moore Show. That's not your Twitter account, but that's where your name is. If you want to see it.
So what's next? What are you doing next?
I'm going. Am I going to Liverpool after this?
To do what?
Work. I've got to go to go in Liverpool and look ahead to their game against Hearts tomorrow night. Press conference at Anfield.
What, today?
Yes. So after this,
Dom, do you want her to ask a question?
Jules has got the best job in the world.
Do you have to sit there and shout your questions out, or is it a one-on-one?
Depending on what kind of mood the manager's in, really.
You've had a one-on-one with Brendan Rodgers, haven't you?
I've had lots of one-on-ones.
Yeah. No, you're not interviewing.
No,
sorry.
Him.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about interviewing. Nothing else.
It's like one-on-ones with players.
Yeah, press conference.
Ask one of the Liverpool players if they've ever thought of keeping chickens.
That's nearly as good as asking Stephen Gerrard what's his favourite cheese.
And do you remember what his answer was?
Melted cheese.
Stephen Gerrard, what's your favourite cheese? I gotta say, melted
cheese. Oh, bless.
That's true.
He's a legend.
Every time I see him, I kind of just think, shall I just remind him of that moment?
Oh, you should.
Yeah. No.
Oh, you should. Like, every time we see Frank Lampard, we always have to go, super goals. We're like, you got to be dumb. There was the other one as well, when Stephen Gerrard was riding the crest of the wave of Liverpool while Leeds United were literally tumbling through the division after division. And we asked him, would you ever consider a move to Leeds United? And rather than him saying the obvious answer, which was, no offence, but I don't think so, mate. Mm. He went, well, you know, never say never in this game. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen next. I was like, dude, what are you on about? The answer's no.
Ever.
He's a legend.
England captain.
Yeah. Legend.
Oh, well, have fun at Liverpool today.
I'll try.
And everybody follow Juliet on Twitter, because her Twitter is anything like her real life. It'll be very entertaining. And I mean that in a nice way, obviously. Yeah,
in a good way.
Yeah.
You look great, by the way.
Thanks very much.
And thank you for letting me come back.
Oh, you're welcome.
One
it was fine.
Bulletin only.
It's nice.
Tina looks like she hates it.
Half nine.
Yeah. Do you want to stay for the rest of the week?
I don't think that's fair.
Do you want to know what fair is? I'll tell you what's not fair. Anyway, lovely Juliet. Thank you. Lovely to see you again.
Thank you.
A very lovely Juliet. Right, what do you want to do, Ali? Do you want to do another retro package of memories?
Let's do it.
All right, then, here we go.